from the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It took a while, but the Brewer offense finally got going last night, and they beat the Cubs 5-0 at Wrigley Field. Carlos Gomez had an RBI single in the ninth inning that broke a scoreless tie and kicked off a five-run inning. Jeff Bianchi and Ricky Weeks both had two-run doubles in the ninth for Milwaukee. Brewer manager Ron Renicki said beating Jeff Samardzija is tough.
I know when Samardzija has his location, you're not going to score much off him. He's one of those guys that has, because of his stuff, that is so good. He's got tremendous movement on his fastball. He's got a really good breaking ball. And when he's throwing those pitches over for strikes, you're going to have trouble.
It's a day-night doubleheader for the Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. First game beginning this afternoon. Pre-game show right here at 12:45. One of the Brewers' first legitimate stars has died. It was announced yesterday that George Boomer Scott passed away on Sunday at his home in Greenville, Mississippi. He was 69. Scott came to the Brewers in late 1971 from the Red Sox as part of an 11-player trade. He went on to win gold gloves at first base in each of his five seasons with Milwaukee. His best year was 1975, when he led the American League with 109 RBIs and tied Reggie Jackson for the home run title with 36. The Brewers traded Scott back to the Red Sox after 1976, obtaining eventual All-Star Cecil Cooper in that deal. New York Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez is planning to fight any Biogenesis-related suspension he receives. His lawyer told ESPN yesterday that their focus is on an appeal and that A-Rod wants to play in the majors again. The Packers were off at practice yesterday. They get back at it this morning. The Woodchucks are back in action tonight as well. They host Thunder Bay. That's sports. I'm Tom King.